Hello,
and
hi.
welcome back to another episode of the Deeply Rooted Business Podcast. If you're new around here, hi, I'm Jess, your operations and systems expert. I'm here along with Rachel.
I'm Rachel, your marketing ecosystem strategist. Still haven't nailed down that title, but we're working through it.
I love how explaining what you do online is like one of the hardest things to do. But
I mean, if the most real thing of blanking on telling people what you do, I don't even understand it.
I'm like, I can't tell you what I am, but I can tell you how I do it. That was my Instagram post yesterday. I love that. I can tell you what to get out of it and how I'm going to do it. And you can call me whatever you want to call me.
Oh my gosh, what are we talking about today, Jess?
We are talking about something really important, especially now in the current climate of the online business, and that is how to get leads with 4 lead magnets that are actually working right now in the online business. If you're new around here, are familiar about the work that Rachel and I both do, we both create lead magnets from 2 different perspectives. Mine's really like a sales system perspective. Rachel's is marketing's perspective, but it's all the same goal is to get qualified leads onto your list and convert them into customers.
So the people who are wanting to have profitable lists or even just bare minimum have it. Engaged list, it all starts with who you're bringing in to your email list. And so we're throwing out this vague goal of 10,000 subscribers. We're not living in this kind of vanity metric space. And we're really being intentional and rooting down into what is the business goal that our email list is doing for us? Is it building community? Is it converting leads? Is it incubating like future programs and like getting market research? There's so much it can do. And it all starts with who you're bringing in. So literally the saying, trash in, trash out. We're really bringing in quality in so we can have quality experiences in your actual email list.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so the first lead magnet and one of my favorites, I've actually built 2 of these for my clients within the past quarter, is the quiz lead magnet. And while I will say they're a lot of work up front, they produce massive results. My clients that have implemented quiz lead magnets into their business have gotten so many more qualified leads into their business because I think people just love that element of discovery and figuring things out for themselves. Why do you think quiz magnets work so well, Rachel?
So I'm going to get really nerdy with this and bring in a little back end of the business to the front. So I have a client who her quiz is converting at 30%. Like, it's phenomenal. It's doing so, so well. And she originally started where a lot of people start, where it's just like single PDFs on very specific topics. And we found that people were not really clear on where they were opting in, what resources were specific to them wanting to come into the list. So we would get them opting into like literally every single resource. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't complain to me when you get all these emails from us because you opted into every single one of our funnels. So where a quiz comes in is streamlining and bringing that experience into a very cohesive experience. It's saying, you're going to answer some questions. I'm going to tell you exactly what fits and what is right for you. And it really brings out that like personalized experience. The type of quiz that works, or the way that quizzes work really well with businesses, if you have like a pretty expansive offer suite. So you're not saying, I have one offer and I have one quiz, and the quiz is going to direct to the exact same result because it's not really then personalized. So if you really have a super expansive customer journey or offer suite where there's like tiers of people that can come into your space, the quizzes are the best route to segment, to capture data. It's one of my favorite things to do because I sit there and I'm like, oh my gosh, these people, they're answering this and we don't ever talk about this in our content. So let's make some more content here and maybe call in more of these types of people. It's so fascinating. I can totally nerd out on quizzes because they're so much fun.
Yes, I love them myself too. The one that I just built up for my client, it was like a tier thing where we're like assessing what level they're at. So then we can present the right offer. So it's like a more specific use case for that quiz.
So if you have a lot of people who are coming into your list and you're in that space where you want to simplify it down, like into a single path, your quiz is probably the route to go. So you don't really want to create more and more PDFs, like more and more lead magnets. I've heard some people create every month, there's a new lead magnet out there. That is so stressful for you. I don't love that for you. But yes, yeah. So I want to go through just a few. Did we want to dive into why they're so powerful, or we think we've covered that?
No, you can do if you have more to add, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to say through data, I think, and Jess, we can totally be data nerds here with segmentation opportunities that come into it, the market research opportunities that you can get from quizzes. They're so on the back end, give you so much insight to help either fill gaps in offers or really like structure certain data points so that you can really create a super relevant experience inside of your email list. It's not just when they're opting in, it's actually the content that you're serving up front as well. And plus it gives you a really, if it's your only path into your list, it gives you a really powerful, impactful way to say, I know that 40%, majority of my clients use Interact. I don't know if you
actually use another. Actually use Typeform. I've used Interact before, but my new favorite is Typeform. One, because most of my clients are already using that for surveys and things like that. But two, I think it's cheaper than Interact too.
So the data at Interact, and I can just give right. Tell me if this happens inside of Typeform as well. But like the data inside of Interact is like, you can see, 40% of my audience is result one for a particular person. So you have a lot more confidence going into launches. Let's say if you're trying to build a result or build a program for result number three, and you only are calling in like 5% of those people, your email list is probably not going to be with a place where a lot of those conversions happen because they just don't exist on your list. So it gives you so many like business confidence in business decisions that I think a lot of people like think, oh, it's just a quiz. No, it's so much more.
Yeah. So for a real life example for that, I had a client and we're diagnosing root causes, like what's the root cause of so-and-so condition. And then we saw one where the root causes was, say, for example, blood sugar. And we were able to like identify, wow, 85% of the people that are taking this quiz are getting that blood sugar is the root cause. So let's create more content and a program around blood sugar.
Yeah. And I think I wanted to give this context before we started getting into the types, but I think I forgot, but it just reminded me where it's like all of your marketing is an ecosystem. Your entire business is an ecosystem. And when you can start to plant those seeds and really understand what's supporting what, like your lead magnet is a resource for certain decisions that you can make in your business. And if you really want that good quality email list to support a good quality social platform or client network, like it really comes in and having that business knowledge on yourself to have to make those decisions with confidence. Everything really is connected. And that's where Jess's example is like where you're making a business decision based off of what you're seeing actually happen in your business, not based off of assumptions.
So would you ever suggest there be a time where you shouldn't use a quiz, Rachel?
Yes, I wouldn't recommend quizzes for people who only really have one single offer. I think you negate the whole personalized experience if you are only directing everybody down the exact same path. Sure, you can talk to people in certain ways. And you can control the experience. And maybe the quiz result is based off of objections joining the program. But I do think it is the most powerful when it's compiled with an offer suite that can really be personalized and custom.
Let's talk about our next one. This one has been really popular lately. One with my clients, because it's an easier one for them to create, I think, rather than creating like a whole guide or a PDF. But two, it's meeting the audience where they are at. Everyone's busy again now that the world has been back open for a while and we're not just all sitting at home. I really do miss those days. Like, I was one of those people that was the only introvert that
I thrived
when I didn't have to go anywhere and I could just sit around and learn all day. But schools are back open. I have to pick up kids. I am back in the car a lot. So I'm listening to a lot more podcasts and recordings and audiobooks and that sort of thing. The next lead magnet that we're going to talk about is podcast, private recordings, maybe mini audiobook. I haven't heard a mini audiobook, but maybe I just invented a new lead magnet. But I think that these are so popular right now because, one, they're very easy to digest and consume. And so, you know, that's half the battle with a lead magnet is getting people to consume what is in them, that they don't just sit gathering dust in their hard drive. So I think that's why these guys become really popular.
Yeah. So instead of trying to change the behavior, which is something I talk a lot about in my new lead magnet digital product, which is like really understanding the preferences of your audience, you really, like in this case, like we know podcasts is like one of the biggest markets that are happening right now. So instead of trying to change the behavior of your audience, like really, like why not just get involved in their daily routine? Provide that ease and access. And I've seen it with a lot. Jess, you used to do this with your newsletters. I loved it. I preferred to listen to the newsletter version podcast the podcast version of the newsletter rather than reading it because my attention span is just so short. So I can like multitask in that sense kind of thing. So I really think that this is going to be an upcoming like trend for the lead magnet space, just because it is one of those that it's a no-brainer and it's, you can easily gate it. So the one, like the why lead magnets grow lists, like maybe I'm simplifying this all the way down, is because you have it hidden behind a gate. A form, so to speak. So in order for someone to get access to something, they have to opt in. So that law of reciprocity like kicks in. So with these kind of podcast series, private podcasts, or like even audio versions of certain like series, like breaking things down, like complex things into a series and then delivering them out in a preferred path. It's one of those that really creates this like super digestible resource. And it's just, I think more and more people are going to start doing it.
Yeah. So then some real life examples of this, because I always like to bring it down to context, is that you could do just a recorded version of your newsletter. And that could be the appeal of opting into your newsletter. The second way you could do a private recording. I have lots of wellness practitioners. So sending out a meditation or a breathwork thing behind a gated. You can do that just using a regular website page and uploading audio to that where you're like hiding the link from search, but providing that search bar. Or you can do a whole private podcast series. So Kajabi has a built-in podcast app in it where you can use that too. Or I've also used Hello Audio, which makes it really easy to gate the podcast. And then we use Captivate to host this podcast, and I was able to just create a new podcast in our account. So that's the technical how-to. But with private podcast specifically, it's really easy because you can send them a link and it will download it to their podcast player, but they only have that if they've subscribed to you. So then once they're in the weekly download, that's my newsletter name, you would happen to see it start popping up on your podcast player, which is another way to stay connected with that person, even if they're not in your emails anymore. So I think that's really great.
Yeah, I love it. So moving into the third lead magnet type that are being really powerful in 2024 in kind of the current buyer behavior that we're in now is low ticket offers as lead magnets. So really giving someone a taste of something without the crazy kind of like monetary investment. If you play this right, you can really bring in some qualified leads into your list. Like when someone spends money with you, it immediately already breaks them apart from someone who's a lurker, from someone who is just watching to consume and DIYing it just based off of your education. So if you do it right and lead to an end goal that is building customer lifetime value, really maximizing those touch points, it can be so powerful. Plus, it gives you a little money in the bank too. So $27 isn't going to buy you a new house, but if you really create that compelling offer, you can call in a lot of really qualified leads that have already had an experience with you, spent money with you, and can trust that you're going to deliver when they spend money with you the next time.
Yeah, I've seen these like low ticket introductory offers be really successful for my clients who offer templates, especially if they're running ads in conjunction with offering templates, because this kind of helps them offset that ad expense by having people skip the free option and going straight to the checkout. So I think this is definitely, I'm in the process of refining my Notion templates. But I think this is definitely an avenue that I'm going to explore soon in my business as well.
Yeah, it really is. You can be so inventive with it, with, you said, templates. You can do like a training of some sort, all sorts of things that you can really like just give them a taste of what you do. And I think this is where people get so overwhelmed. And this is something that like I try to cover with as much depth as possible, is that people get overwhelmed because they just want to see an example, or they just want to know if I'm doing this is my format. But ultimately, it really is all rooted into what you deliver as a service provider, as a coach, as an e-commerce business, like whatever like format you exist in, and that transformation that you're trying to, you know, give out. So it's one of those things that if you can just make it make sense for you, it's so, so powerful.
All right. The fourth lead magnet that we love and see, or that is working right now, is co-working or community experience. And these days, I don't know if it's just me, but I think all business owners are craving community without the ick of like the sales pitches that happen like after the webinar, or forced networkings. Like by simply just creating this safe place where people can come together and create, it really creates like a powerful connection, not only to you, but also the sense of community. So for example, in my business, I started offering weekly planning sessions, just co-working sessions. And really they're like, come in like your Monday potato day outfit. You don't even have to turn your camera on. And really it's just a space for collaboration and accountability to get your weekly planning done. Because that was what I see as an opportunity in most businesses, is that we know how powerful planning can be, but the accountability to get it done is sometimes just not there. So I really love the idea of just creating these community spaces, or even just doing a Q&A session where there's no screen, like no strings attached. Maybe it's just, hey, I'm answering like all the topics about this. Come as you are. Let's talk. It's a great way for people to connect with you like personally through the screen and not just through emails.
Yeah. There was something I was reading the other day talking about like the way that we are as humans are shifting more towards connection, authenticity, and like away from the stuffy energy that existed. You know, when you picture those kind of in-person networking events, like the speed dating of networking, where it's okay, everybody just hand your card over and this and this. And so I think the reason why this works so is because people are really just craving connection. Like the online space boomed in the middle of a pandemic where people couldn't do anything and leave their house. And now where people had built these really super successful businesses and their relatives, their friends, their families can't connect. I don't know if that's like anybody else, but I know my family has zero freaking clue what I do. My dad picked me as a web designer the other day, and I said, excuse me, no, sir, that is not at all what I do. And so as the space is transitioning towards being more real, like really living in that like authenticity of who we are as humans running businesses, I can solely see how if you'd play this right, like community building, relationship developing, like it's such a great tool for businesses to utilize and build trust with future leads, new subscribers, all of that.
All right. So that was our four lead magnets. I'll do a quick recap for you. So number one, we have a quiz, and this really helps you to not only segment your audience, but direct them to the specific offer that is right for them. Number two, we have the private podcast or recordings, which is all about meeting your audience where they're at and giving them easily digestible resources for them to learn more about you and the transformation you provide. Number three was a low introductory offer so that you can skip that freebie, get the new subscribers straight to checkout and give them a taste of what a paid offer is like from you. And then number four, we have co-working, which are great for creating community and building a relationship with your audience. Do you have anything to add about any of those lead magnets before we wrap up for the week?
No, I think obviously these are just four of the various types of lead magnets you could possibly go into. In my aligned leads formula, I cover 12 and how they fit your business and when to use them for very specific awareness levels.
That was my favorite part when you started breaking down, oh, you would use this and this and this. And my mind was like, that was like worth the whole, what did you selling it for? Like way too low, like $47.
Oh, it's just
brutal. Just that part, because it'll save you so much time and money, like not create an audience lead magnet that's not right for your audience and not going to get the results that you want.
Yeah, to segue into a little bit more about that. So I'm really teaching you how to create the most compelling lead magnet, how to attract using that lead magnet, attract new leads with that, and then what to do with them after opt-in. So it's really simple three-step process to understand how to use your lead magnet, how to build an engaged email list, and really understand how it fits into your ecosystem that is your business. We'll leave a little special something in the show notes for you if you want to go and grab it. It is live, and I'm so proud of it. I've gotten amazing feedback about it so far. But keep your mind open when it comes to lead magnets, because they can really be super expansive in your business. And we're done with the whole like dusty, crusty PDFs that just sit on your website, not really doing much.
Let us know on our Instagram which lead magnets you're going to try. And then make sure you tune in next week. We're going to be talking all about how to prep for an easy, breezy summer business. I'm really excited about this episode because I feel like the last three episodes, as neat as they should be right now, have been like very like action oriented. And next week, we're going to talk about all about bringing more ease into your business. As always, if you found any of these hot tips helpful, make sure that you share this episode with your business bestie. We really appreciate you helping our show grow. And make sure to follow us on your favorite social media platform. We're on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. And pretty please leave us a rating and review. Until next week, we're rooting for you.
You.
One day we'll synchronize that.